The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A recent survey showed that 40% of workers set for pension auto-enrollment don't know about the scheme, so we thought we'd figure out what is auto-enrollment, when can you expect it to be rolled out after several false starts, who should go for it and who should avoid it. To answer all of your questions, I'm joined in studio by Paul Merriman, CEO of Firstone Ireland, best known on Instagram as Ask Paul, to his 110,000 followers. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Have we a starting date?
No.
We don't.
It's being delayed yet again. And I can see it even coming into play in 2025. There's a lot of employer groups urging the government to bring in a pilot scheme in 2025. You know, trying to get 800,000 people into a scheme is a massive undertaking. So I think it would probably, my estimation is going to go real live for everybody, those 800,000 people in 2026, and you might see a couple of pilot schemes in 2025.
And a lot of employers are worried about, you know, with all the other increases in the minimum wage, in holiday entitlements, in sick pay entitlements, all that, they're saying we don't need another one at this point.
Pat, in short here, this is the government passing the buck over to the employers to make sure they fund pension plans into the future. That's all that this is. And for small businesses, it's going to cripple them at some stage. It starts low, the contributions, which you get into in a second, but it does ramp up fairly quickly.
Okay, so there's no starting date yet. Now, the actual bones of the scheme, you get a bit from the employee, a bit from the employer, and a bit from the government.
Yeah, you do indeed. So it starts off at 1.5% for the employee and the employer, so 3% be going in. Then after between year 4 and 6, it's going to increase to 3%. And then from 7 to 9, it's going to go to 4.5%. And eventually in 10 years, you'll be paying in 6, your employer will be paying in 6, and the government will only be paying in 2.
Still, it's 14%.
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah, it is massive.
Big chunk.
It is, but the employer paying the 6 is probably going to be the issue here, because that is a big, like, we do a lot of contributions, a lot of group company pension planning advice, and it's very rarely you see anything over 5 going in from the employer, and they're from really big organisations as well.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the actual mechanism of its working. Who is entitled to, or who's going to be auto-enrolled, and who will definitely not be auto-enrolled?
Yeah, so you'd have to be between the age of 23 and 60, Pat, earning over €20,000 per annum as well. Now, if you have any other type of pension plan, you're not going to be enrolled. This is the one thing that people are forgetting. So I wouldn't, if you're conscious about your pension and worried about pensions and feel you need to start a pension, I would not be waiting for auto-enrollment to come in, especially if I was on the higher rate of income tax. I'd be doing a personal pension or having a chat with my employer today to
because
say, can
still
we start
get
it?
Your deductions, your
yes, you're going to get a massive reduction. Yeah, and on over 40,000 per annum, you're going to be getting up to 40% in most cases, 40% of a pension, a tax back on your pension contribution. So, tax relief. So it's amazing at the moment. And like I said, if you go into the auto-enrollment scheme over €40,000, the employer is now on the hook for more and the government's on the hook for less.
Okay. But if you're really lowly paid, I mean, you're working part time and you're hoping that you'll have some little nest egg.
Yes.
You don't get it if you're under, you don't get auto enrolled.
No, you won't get auto enrolled if you're less than 20,000 per annum and under 23 years of age. So it's that 20,000 per annum is the kind of the figure where you want to be earning on a yearly basis. Now, the other thing is, you can also earn it in multiple jobs. So you might be on 15,000 in one place and, you know, 10,000 the next job if you're doing that kind of gig economy. You will be auto-enrolled then once your overall income for the year is over €20,000.
Now, the money that goes in, where does it go? Does it go into a massive pension fund and very clever investors are going to invest it in stock markets right across the world?
There's definitely going to be a few different options. That all detail hasn't come out yet. They've chosen a UK company to actually administer the scheme of auto-enrollment. You will probably have a couple of options. We're thinking maybe 4 to 6 options are going to be on display for consumers. How good they're going to be managed and what type of assets they can invest in is not yet known. And again, if you look at the current environment, anyone can set up a pension with multiple providers and have a load of fund choices, which is really good for the consumer. So again, this is going to be limiting as well to what you can invest in. You won't have the open market more, I don't think, at this time. So for the consumer, they're going to have less choice when it comes to an investment play.
Yeah, you wonder though whether they wouldn't be better off having the National Treasury management investing at all.
Yes, you would. Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea, especially if you've got
because
a good
return. Everyone who's invested and has paid in, they'd get the same pension. Whereas this way, if you invest in Fund A, you may get different results at age 65 from
100%, Fund B. And we see this nearly every day in company pensions as it is. People in the wrong funds, not in the fund that's right for their appetite or their term to retirement age as well.
Now, talk to me about opting out. When can you opt out?
You can opt out after 6 months, but automatically you're going to be re-enrolled then after 2 years. So they're not going to let you off the hook that easily.
So they keep on re-enrolling you?
Yeah, they're going to keep re-enrolling you. Now, the good thing is, if you don't want to be in the pension plan and you want to opt out, you're going to get the contributions you put in those 6 months back, which I'm not sure that is a good idea or a bad idea. But I think the problem here is that if you look at
They are after-tax contributions.
If you look at here, the problem we find for this is that if you're on the low rate of income tax and maybe €20,000 per annum, you're probably getting squeezed as it is. So yeah. 1.5 doesn't sound like a lot. When it ramps up to 3, 4.5 and 6, it is going to be a lot. So I think there's a massive piece of education missed on this. I mean, that survey is talking about 40% of people not knowing anything about auto-enrolment. And you look at it, the people that do know about auto-enrolment, they're those that are already in pension plans. So that just shows that there's a lack of education around financial planning, lack of education around pensions in general. And those people on those lower incomes, and that maybe that gig economy, I'm just going to think they're going to have a much higher opt-out rate.
Now, suppose you have been opted in because you're in that cohort, and then you get a few promotions and raises, and now you're in a situation where you'd be better off investing privately and getting your tax relief.
Yes.
Okay. What happens to the money you've put in?
The money that you left in will be still there. It will probably still stay in the pension fund as it is, and then you're going to have the option to probably opt out of the pension plan going forward. I think the problem here is that we don't know all the information about auto-enrolment, but also it hasn't been brought in yet. So if you go from 1.5% and then to 3%, then 4.5%, once you get under the higher rate of income tax, it might be a case that you can opt out, but it might be a case where the revenue, if this is successful, they might end up just bringing in a universal tax to match auto-enrolment, which is the biggest fear here. So there mightn't be actually an advantage to going into a private pension plan or another company pension plan if you get into the higher rate of income tax. It's going to be very hard to run two systems where auto-enrolment, you're giving less tax relief to somebody in a company pension plan. And that's what I'm really fearful here. I think auto-enrolment is automatically going to lead to revenue giving less tax relief on pensions in the future.
Okay, but you're looking at your pay slip and you see you've got income tax, you've got PRSI.
Yes.
You've got USC.
Yeah.
You may have a health insurance contribution deducted at source by your employer. And then on top of that, you've got the pension deduction.
Exactly.
You're going to look at your top line and say, mother of God, look at my bottom line.
Where's
how little
gone?
I'm getting.
Yeah. And even if you do say you're going to have it when you're 60 years of age, for some people, they don't want it then. They might need it now. And again, this is going back to that €20,000 to €40,000. Those people are typically squeezed with lower incomes and higher costs of living as well.
Now, some of the questions come in. If you currently pay into a pension, but the company doesn't match it, is it better to switch to auto-enrolment? I earn 51k.
Yes, it technically is, because the employer has to put in the 1.5%. And if you're in that system where you have a PRSA through work, say, and you were only contributing yourself, you will automatically be enrolled and sell your employer into an auto-enrolment.
My company offer a PRSA with no company contributions. Yeah. I already have a personal pension, so I continue contributions to this. How does auto-enrolment apply to me?
Well, at the moment, because they have the personal contribution, if the personal contribution at the personal pension plan is still in play when auto-enrolment comes in, you won't be in auto-enrolment then. So you're actually better off when the legislation comes through, when the actual scheme goes live, probably stopping the contribution into the personal pension to make sure you go into the auto-enrolment pension.
With fewer and fewer people staying in jobs for life, how does it work when you move jobs after a few years?
This is actually one good thing about auto-enrolment. That one auto-enrolment with you, it will be your unique pension and it will move with you from employer to employer.
But if you've selected one particular provider, are you stuck with them?
We don't know yet. I presume it'd be one provider and the auto-enrolment system would be one provider, but it'd be different funds. You'll be able to do fund switches throughout your working career. But you most likely, there won't be another provider in the marketplace. There'll be one provider looking after this.
This one here. I'm age 56. I pay a personal pension. And now my employer has offered to pay 4% in addition to my 8%, which I will start in January.
Great news.
Can I also add any performance bonus on the new pension during the next year? And what would the tax implications be?
Yeah, you can. So if you're on the higher rate of income tax, you're going to get the 40% relief. So I would encourage anybody that's in that type of situation is if you get towards, say we're in October, coming towards October 2024 now, you can look back to 2023. If you've had bonuses or you've had additional income come in, you're able to make a contribution of a percentage of your overall income for 2023. So what I would do for that person is go maybe look at the overall bonus in the system. system next October, look back into 2024 and maybe make a Navy SEAL additional contribution. Yeah, everyone's able to do that, yeah.
Will civil servants have to contribute to their own pensions, or is it just for the private sector?
No, it's for the private sector. Civil servants already have an amazing pension.
Which is paid for by
us. Which is paid for by us, yeah.
I've been paying into a personal pension since 2019 on the lower rate of tax. What should I do when auto-enrolment comes into place? That's from Bernard.
Again, you're probably better off stopping the personal pension plan and make sure you're auto-enrolled, because you're going to get the employer contribution and yours. There will most likely be an option to increase above the 1.5% as well. So I would do that. Don't, if you're paying, say, 4% of your salary or 5% into a personal pension at the moment, don't just go for 1.5% as a massive drop.
If you're already enrolled in a defined pension scheme with your company, are you going to be auto-enrolled in the new pension scheme?
No, because you have a pension plan and the company's already contributed.
And what company is giving a defined benefit?
There's still a few of them around, but not many. Yeah, in fairness, you're right, Pat. There's not many around, but there is still a few.
I mean, that's what is that's the joy for the civil service.
Yes, 100%. They have the defined benefit pension plan. And if anyone has got a defined benefit, it is the gold standard of pensions.
What happens if you're paying into it and, God forbid, you die? What happens? Are you just not better to save that money and leave it in a will to your family?
No, you're not, in fairness. You're not going to get the... If you put it in your savings account, you're not going to get the government's money, your employer's money.
That pension pot,
yes,
does that go to your estate?
It will go tax-free. Yeah, it'll go tax-free to your spouse and into your estate, then. It might be subject to, obviously, capital acquisition tax, inheritance tax, depending on the size of the estate.
A wise man once told me, never have a pension until you have your mortgage paid. That money is not spare until you have your house secured.
Yeah, that's really bad advice because the pension has massive tax relief and grows tax-free for decades and will always beat the performance of overpaying a mortgage. And by the way, you ended up probably 40, 50, 55, 60 being mortgage-free. You've only got 5 years to fund. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that was a wise man, to be fair.
All right. Lots of questions still coming in, but we leave it there for the moment. I suspect Paul will be talking again when we have a firmer date.
Yes, we will indeed.
Yeah. What's the betting you say for 2025?
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen until 2026. It'd be fully enrolled then. But I think 2025, you see a few pilot schemes, hopefully.
Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone Ireland, best known on Instagram as Ask Paul, to his 110,000 followers. Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.